Well, we do have a special guest on the line. We have gubernatorial candidate and former governor, Tim Pawlenty, joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Pawlenty.
Oh, delight to be with you, and good morning to your listeners.
And I want to thank you for agreeing to be interviewed by somebody named Jeff Johnson. So.
I saw that on my schedule, and I thought, I wonder if you're in there. Well, there might be more than one Jeff Johnson in the state of Minnesota, but I'm happy to be on the show.
Let's talk about your the reason that you're going to be in town a little bit later on, or in rural Northfield, the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Their board has invited the gubernatorial candidates to visit family farms all around the state and all the candidates. Today it's our turn here in Northfield, and later on this afternoon you'll be at Fargay's Farms. Tell us about your visit to Northfield.
Well, of course, Northfield has many, many different key components to it, but one is still its connection to the land, to agriculture, to farming, food processing, and value-added agriculture. And so I'm delighted to be part of the Corn Growers Association tours of farms, and we'll be touring a farm, but as importantly, talking about kind of the current concerns and challenges of farming, and certainly that includes things like tariffs and buffer strips and nitrogen rules and things specific to farming and farming operations. But there's also a broader suite of issues that farmers are concerned about. The rising cost of health care for many farm families is crushing. You know, there's rising concerns about access to other, you know, key services as well in greater Minnesota. And so we'll be talking about some of those issues also. And these are listening sessions, but also an opportunity to talk a little bit about, you know, what I could do or what my administration could do to help farmers in Minnesota.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of those issues. Making headlines, of course, this year has been, or this summer, I should say, has been tariffs. The Trump administration has administered some tariffs, and there's been winners and losers with that. Right now, the farmers and the corn growers in particular are coming out kind of on the short end of that. What is your position on this tariffs, and what will you tell the corn growers?
Yeah, in short, if you oversimplify, we want to get tough with China, but we don't want to get tough with our farmers. We want to be helpful to our farmers and be supportive of them. So I think we can all agree that China cheats and China has not played fair in terms of trade and trade policy relative to the United States. So I think farmers and most Minnesotans, most Americans would agree that it's appropriate to take a stronger approach towards China. However, we can't have that be at the price of hurting our soybean farmers and other farmers in Minnesota. So our message to the president would be, yes, if you're going to get a better deal, get one, but please do it in a time and in a way that doesn't hurt our farmers. I do think this $12 billion in transition aid that the president announced to try to ease some of the pain that these tariffs and potential tariffs could cause is a helpful step, but it's temporary and it doesn't really make farmers whole. So it's a little bit of saying, yes, if it's a tactic to get a better deal, then please get the better deal and quickly, so that the effects, negative effects of this don't boomerang on Minnesota farmers.
You know, the land usage has been another hot topic in Minnesota over the course of, since Governor Dayton has been in office, and really back dating back to when you were in office previously, and boy, dating back forever probably, is land usage, buffer zones, nitrogen usage. What is your message on this, and what will you be listening for on these topics?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time thinking and studying these issues, and it gets fairly complicated and technical. But for your listeners, I think most farmers would say, look, we understand that buffer strips have a place and a value. In fact, there's been a rule on the books in Minnesota since 1977 regarding such buffer strips. But there's a few things that pop out that need to be further addressed. One is, if you're going to ask farmers to set aside land and take it out of production for the mutual goal of improving their water quality in Minnesota, and that's an important goal we can all agree on, including farmers, then they should receive some compensation, fair compensation for that. And then two is, there's some technical things that have to be worked out too. Like, it's one thing to talk about certain size buffer strips along public waterways, but if it really is a ditch, then the rules regarding ditches should apply for buffer strips. It's not to say that there wouldn't be a buffer strip. It would just be the buffer strips that apply to ditches as opposed to streams and creeks. And so that's an example of some of the further clarification, and that would be helpful to farmers as that goes forward.
And Governor, while we have you on the line, once again, former Governor Tim Pawlenty, the gubernatorial candidate, right now is with us. The primaries are coming up 2 weeks from today on August the 14th, and you'll be visiting a Northfield farm today on the invitation of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, as, once again, farmers will be hosting all the gubernatorial candidates. I want to ask you, you mentioned the health care. Of course, that has all come about since your previous time in office. It's there. It's kind of entrenched right now. What do we do with it? What are your thoughts going forward?
Yeah, and this is not only a concern for farmers, but for a lot of people, individuals, families, employers. You know, the fast rising cost of health care is stressing people and is really putting health care out of reach for too many people in terms of the cost. So, frankly, post-Obamacare, the premiums in the individual market have gone up 187%. And so my Democratic